Enrichment, all our love for every generation. Preserve our world with our land, what are we?
How do you make soil?
Why does being in nature make you happy?
How much seaweed is there?
My name is Anne-Marie, founder of Child of the Wild, Nature Group and Podcast. This is a podcast by children for children to connect to nature. The children will ask experts important questions about the world. We will work together to answer the questions and find solutions for the future and for preservation of our planet. Good morning and welcome to the Child of the Wild podcast. I wanted to give a little introduction to this very special podcast. As with all our podcasts, they're recorded live with a group of children. As such, the noise levels are usually varying, the sound and background levels are chaotic, and the structure of the interview is usually interrupted, but I hope you find that's all adding to the charm. We filmed this in a treehouse, which is, I felt, was one of my most favourite locations. The treehouse was set in a really large finca on the top of the terracing, sprawling across the countryside in San Juan. It was beautiful. The children asked all sorts of interesting questions and relayed some very lovely facts about beekeeping. One child asked the question, how long have bees been on Earth? And we didn't know the answer to that. So for your interest, the answer was 80 to 150 million years ago. Should you want to enjoy the experience of beekeeping yourself, please find Sarweski Beans online or follow my links in the show notes. As always, please do share, comment and like the podcast so we can reach as many young minds as possible. Sending you all the love from Ibiza. Good morning and welcome to the Child of the Wild podcast. We're live in a treehouse in San Juan. And this morning we've been beekeeping. Say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So this morning we've taken a short walk to the hives, where Heike and Hans have shown the children what goes on in the beekeeping world, how to beekeep, and what goes on with the queen bee. And we've been looking at the hives and how healthy they are. And we're looking at where the bees are flying and where they're not. So say good morning, Heike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to see you all.
So first, what I wanted to do was relay some questions that we had about the bees from our experiences this morning. So does anybody have a question for me?
Me.
Okay. You go first, my love.
My question is, why can the bees, how can the bees actually make honey?
So the question is, how do the bees make honey?
The bees going out of a bee house collecting the nectar in the flowers, filling up the stomach. The bees have two stomachs and they fill it up with honey. And then they're going back to the hive and store the honey in the cells.
Okay, perfect. Have we got any more questions?
How do the bees bring it back to their home?
How do the bees bring the pollen back to their home?
The pollen, when they go to the flowers, the pollen sticks automatically on the body, on the whole body and also on the legs.
So it sticks to their body and their legs, did you hear that? So it sticks to all their body and their legs. Has anybody else got a question?
I do.
You've already done one, my love.
Do bee colonies fight other bee colonies?
That's a really good question. Can you just say that really clearly again?
Bee colonies fight other bee colonies?
So did you hear that? Do bee colonies fight other bee colonies?
Sometimes it can happen. If one colony is running out of food, maybe they are hungry and they're going into another beehive.
Uh-huh. So they can fight over the food.
Yeah, but normally not.
Any more questions? Okay, Gracie.
That the bees only can make a teaspoon of honey.
Okay, so that was a really good fact. So maybe we can relay that in better. But how much honey does a bee make in its lifetime?
In the lifetime, they make one teaspoon full of honey because the worker bees, they live only 1 month. In the winter time, sometimes a little bit longer, but in the summer, only 1 month. And like they start, when they get born, they start to work inside in the beehive. And they start like cleaning up the other cells, feeding later the larves till they grow up. And some of the bees are in the entrance, like a guard.
Yes.
With not butches or other animals going in. And in the rest of the life, maybe the last 10-15 days, They are going out of a beehive.
Okay,
to
and
collect.
I've got one more question. I think that was my personal question. We talked about before about the flowers and not and no rain and having less flowers. How effective is that in the honey production?
It affects a lot.
Yeah.
So we have to feed them much more than other years before. And we hope it will be rain again.
Okay, so we need more
rain,
basically.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that's enough questions for now. What does everybody say to Heike and Hans for today?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And I'll say good day and farewell from the Child of the Wild podcast. And we'll see you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.